Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, early in the show today, Limits, the Penguins came up, quite frankly, for all the wrong reasons at the moment. They're struggling. They made a trade, sending Lars Eller back to the Capitals for a couple draft picks. Here to talk about the state of the Penguins, his first appearance of the year, I might add, our friend, Stanley Cup winner, Jay Caulfield. Jay, it's good to have you again. How are you?
Oh, good, Joe. Good to be back with you.
Looking absolutely. Jay is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So, Jay, first, your reaction to the Eller trade, what he kind of brought here, and just sort of the direction, if there is a clear direction, that Kyle Dubas appears to be taking.
Yeah, Joe, I thought Lars Eller was really good while he was here. And maybe the last couple weeks, though, maybe something, I think maybe, you never know, like inside the locker room, whatever it might be, he might have been a little off on his game, but still somebody that, I mean, Washington's getting a player back that was there, that was huge with their Stanley Cup win when they did it for the Capitals, when he was part of that. They're getting a player back that's going to really help them. I don't know. It's the beginning of, if you look at it, you get draft picks, but now you've depleted your lineups less. You're giving younger guys a chance. But Lars Eller was very good when he was here, Joe. Guys, I mean, I thought he was up front when he was interviewed. He answered the questions honestly. He talked when the team was down. He was straightforward about it. But I thought he was very good. Guys who played with him benefited from it. They're going to miss what he was bringing to the table. But hey. I mean, look, when you go through what you went through the other night and the little run of not playing good hockey, things are going to happen and things are going to change. And Lars Eller's quite possibly the first of multiple moves, whatever it might be, but he's the first to go, and I think they're going to miss what he brought.
So they seem to be caught, Jay, in a space between wanting to rebuild and still contend. I think Taylor Haas, Austin, was telling me the other day, reported that Kyle Dubas has told other teams everybody but Sid is available. Now we realize there's no trade clauses, no movement clauses all over the place. My question to you is, if you're one of those guys who can control your fate, are you looking maybe for a different situation to try to win a cup at this point? Or would you be inclined to stick it out? I realize everyone is different.
Yeah, I think if you're finding, look, I think right away, even knowing that right now they're saying everybody's available except Sidney Crosby, and then I think as soon as you're a key player and you hear that, I think you'd be like, well, yeah, you know, the idea of wanting to finish everything all out together and the great story that it is and has been turns sour, right? So me, you're free game. They're opening the door up for everybody to be looked at. I think when you're that elite player now, if you have a chance to move on and somebody comes up and they're a cup contender and this is floundering here, then you're going to do it. But I think the idea that, and I think you're right on, spot on with that, Joe, about, you know, they are between rebuild and trying to win. You have Sidney Crosby who didn't, everybody's wondering, like, the big question would be, are you going to sign here and not win? He's about winning. And they got to keep him motivated and know and make him realize that they're trying to put something together. Because if you don't have that, then you're going to lose that Sidney Crosby is not a guy that's here to play it out. And I don't believe Malkin is. I don't believe Letang is. Those because of guys we've seen, and most players aren't. But the key players, they're not here to play it out. And to your one point, yeah, if the door's open to go and you have a chance to go to a contender, and this is and it's failing here, then I think some guys would jump and go.
Well, let's talk about a couple of those guys. Let's start with Carlson and how you would sort of grade him out this season. There's been some reports that the Penguins not happy with him, has sort of an interesting sort of unique personality. His play is sometimes spectacular and sometimes disastrous. I think most would agree on that. What do you think of him so far as a Penguin?
I think he had a stretch last year at the end of the year where he was dynamic offensively, right? He was really good. I don't know what stretch later in the year. That last little bit, he was really, really very good and it was bringing a lot to the table. But the defensive lapses are what's killing. It's killing the momentum, the energy on the bench. He's just hasn't been good defensively. And as a defenseman, sometimes you can forgive a little bit if the guy's producing at a really high level, but that's not happening, right? So I think the lapses defensively and the mistakes defensively are so glaring, it's hard to, if you're Mike Sullivan and you're the coaching staff or Kyle Dubas looking at this, some of the things that have happened in games, getting turned defensively when you're coming down, a guy's coming down the wing and you're backing up and getting beat bad, there are things you can't wipe off out of your mind a little bit. So that's one thing as a defenseman. I don't care, offensive or not, that's the kind of thing that can't happen. And it's making it difficult for Marcus Pettersson. It makes it difficult across the board. You can tell by the guy's reactions when a guy gets beat and gets beat cleanly, you can see the guy's heads roll back as a player. And you get another minus, your team's trailing. I don't think it's been good. It hasn't been good. And it's the defensive side. And they're not getting enough offensively to make that, have that, to balance it out. And I guarantee you they've been trying everything and anything from David Quinn, and who's worked with him before, and Mike Sullivan. There's only so much they can do, but they're not getting what they need to from him on the blue line. And I'm saying the mistakes have been glaring. And you don't see guys get beat like we've seen multiple times in the NHL, but it's happening here. And so it hasn't been good.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. The crazy thing is the Penguins are still only 2 points out of a playoff spot. They still have a bunch of highly paid, high pedigreed players. Do you still think the core here, the basic nucleus of this team is good enough to make a playoff run if they play the right way, Jay?
So I don't. Every time Sidney Crosby plays, we're banking on those guys being healthy and playing all the games and going. And when they're on a roll and they get themselves going, they take a team. What happened the other night? You hope that I expect to see an effort tonight that puts you in that category where you feel it, because you win tonight and you get two more games that you should take care of business with, and now you've got three in a row. That's what you have to hope takes place from here through the weekend. I would never bet against Sidney Crosby. I wouldn't bet against when they got their game going. I don't know what the makeup of the team in general defensively, until they clean up the lapses, repeatedly play games that they're consistently limiting odd man breaks, limiting the grade A chances. Until they do that, no, they won't. But they can certainly turn that around. That's a mindset. I guarantee Mike Sullivan, they're harping on that, but they're just not getting the results from the players any given night. If they continue to give up those chances, Joe, then no. But if they tighten it up, and that's what you're probably talking about, being the right way. Playing the right way is being tight defensively, not giving, not pinching down the wall when you have nobody high and there's an odd man break. Not being the guy that jumps, takes a chance in a neutral zone and then it's not there. It's a bad time to do it. You get caught again. No, not good back pressure. That's across the board. The forwards and the defensemen all working together. They haven't been in sync. And if they don't clear that up, no, they won't be in the playoff hunt. If they do clean it up and let the superstars take it over and build right around it, and Michael Bunting, I think, is a key part for that, because they're relying on him. I think if they need him to be a guy that steps up and starts to get his game going, and he's starting to do that, that'll be key. But they can do it with those high-end guys doing it. but they won't do it if they don't clean up with consistency the mistakes that we end up having to talk about every night that nobody wants to talk about it. The players don't have to answer questions about it, but it continues to happen.
Still three goalies here. We're going to get Ned in the nets tonight, Jari back, and he'll back up, and Blomqvist will be the odd man out tonight. So two questions there. What's your confidence level in Jari to get this turned around, and how would you handle the goaltending situation overall right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, more than likely, I think Ned's in tonight and Jari's get the start in Columbus. I think that's fine. That's a good thing. Get him on the road and get a start and get back in the games and find his game. I think certainly there's a body of work that we've seen, Joe, right, that he's proven that he can be a top goaltender, but he's got to find it. He's got to find it, you know, his first start here. It's certainly different from the American League to the NHL, and already he's been sitting. I'll tell you a little quick thing about the feel of three goaltenders for me. And that's not going to be for long because what happens is just like you're a forward and you come in after a game the night before, you come to practice and you're feeling right about it, you're with a line, but you come in and it's the blue colored jersey for the day. But there's four of them, four jerseys that are in blue. The first thing it does is you go, really? Like, now you're rotating through a line. It's not what you want. Mm. Or it's being the seventh defenseman in practice where you're hopping into a drill. You don't, it's not the right feel. It's not a good feel. And until you've been through it, it's not, now three goaltenders, one's out, one's in, one's sitting back. But that's what they have to do because it's what they've been given because of what took place with Jari, the injury with Nedeljkovic, Ned, and what that means, and then how the Blomqvist game came along. But it's not going to stay that way, but that's the feeling of what it's like. You don't want to be a guy, they're rotating through who gets the full net, who's splitting the net. It's not good, but with the games, we'll find out how Jari is. I expect them to be tomorrow night, or rather Friday night, and kind of see how that kind of works its way out. But for me, none of it ever sounds good. They got to get Jari back to where he needs to be. He has to be back to where he needs to be. He's paid like a number one, and they're expecting him to perform like that.
Lastly, Jay, the response is the word I'm looking for. The way the Penguins respond to situations where teams are getting physical with their stars. This feels like it's been an issue for a long time. You've spoken about it. The other night, I was listening to Borky during the game as he was talking, and it was when Sid got kind of an angry elbowing penalty, and Borky said, "I wish it was somebody else doing it. I know you're thinking that. I'm saying it." Do you agree? Is this still an issue?
Yeah, and that's even a different... Like I think repeatedly you could say when things are going south or the game's not good, you watch Sidney Crosby is the most aggressive. Malkin, Crosby, Letang are always going to play the game hard and be physical when it's going south. They have a battle in them, a battle level. The team didn't respond when they got behind. When they got down the two early goals, they didn't respond, and Dallas kind of ran on top of them. And they're certainly not built to be. They don't have the fight. And the game's different. I get it, but teams still respond. And the Penguins didn't have it the other night. That's why you're hearing. That's why guys are moving. Going to move on. That's why guys are available. I do think it can't. I mean, like the lack of response is what's 6-0. That's one major thing. But the lack of nobody. I think Achari had a big hit, and somebody hit somebody, and he went up to Smith and addressed that, but that's it. There was nothing else. And I've always said, Joe, and I think we've talked about this before, if I'm a player on that bench and you're in the lineup every night and you're getting throttled like they did the other night, that you don't do something that when you walk back in the locker room that you can look across from your teammate, whatever it is, and feel good. Let them know that, hey, we're not, whatever, you're not backing down, you're not doing this, we're not giving up. We're in early parts of the season. If you don't have that with the makeup of your team, then that's a problem. And I feel like they're certainly not showing it. The superstars are showing it. The guys who've done it for 18 years, and it shouldn't be. I don't care if you're not a fight. I'm not saying a guy go out and drop the gloves and fight Brendan Smith, or I'm saying go out and go take a good hard, go after somebody, finish a check hard, make a difference, and step up for somebody when it's there. Like you said, Achari did that for, I forget who Smith hit, but whatever, it's not there. Marcus Pettersson is a guy that stood up for his team, and he's a defenseman that plays hard, and he's always there. But they need more. They need that. And it was not there the other night. That's probably what's even more disturbing and frustrating, that you don't see that. And I said, you don't want to walk. I would never want to walk into a locker room and go list all the name of the players that I played with. Everybody should know what their role is and what your job is. And if you don't try and perform it when you're in the lineup on that night, and somebody needs to do it, then that's a problem. And I wouldn't want to be the guy that looks across and sees Marin act like it was a good night and we did it and we didn't do anything. You didn't do a thing. That's hard. I mean, different athletes, different mindsets, but that should not be different. You look at the Steelers. I don't care. They play the game. When they're playing hard and they're on top of it, they're extremely tough and they back everybody up. It's the same, and it should be really more in this game. This sport, that's what this is built on. And they're not showing that at all. And I think it's totally disappointing to Kyle Dubas. I think it's disappointing to Mike Sullivan and the staff. And certainly ownership is going to look at that. And it can't be that way. They brought guys in that are paid. They brought players in here to play the game and play it hard. And even though their role isn't that, they still have to play something on the edge, because the rest of the league is.
Jay, I appreciate the time. Great stuff. We'll talk next week.
Okay, Joe. Nice to talk to you. You guys have a good day.
You too, man. That is Jay Caulfield. He'll be joining us every Wednesday, right about 1:10. How about that, Limits? That last little soliloquy. That was good.
I mean, he's right. You want, no matter what the situation is, no matter what's going wrong with your team, to give 100% effort, give full force. We see that with the Stars. It's just not meshing well enough.
Yeah, man. You want that fire. Even if you're losing some games, you want to know that there's a pulse, that there's you know, guys willing to defend, do anything to defend each other, and especially defend their best player and their stars.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, this has been one incredible Hulk of a day, has it not?
Great show.
We were arguing about the Pirates. You put me on the spot when I said I don't think the Steelers are a top 5 defense. You said name the top 5 then.
And then you asked me to name the top 10 NHL players of all time, and I named like 7 and then said Evgeny Malkin.
And then we got into a big argument about dome stadiums, although you and I were on the same side with a couple of our callers, but a lot of people, this came up during our trip around the NFL, where Cleveland is pushing, I think they've got it right, that stadium secured in the suburbs.
There's still a lot of fight from Cleveland to keep it in the city.
And you mentioned we're getting close to the expiration of the lease at Acrisure, right?
That's right, 2030. Same thing with PNC Park.
So the talk of such things is going to come, you know, a couple of years, people are going to start to talk. Well, you know, and the Steelers are going to have to show their hand. Do they want a new stadium or upgrade this one or what? And then it got to dome stadiums. So also something has happened here. Jerry Dulac has taken a shot at me in his weekly chat. How about this?
Oh, boy.
This is exciting news. On a question from a man named Artie Bridge, Jerry's trying to get me to take a bridge with his answer to this one.
You sure wasn't Artie Burns disguising himself?
Might have. Before we get to Jerry ripping me, let's get to back to the dome, because we had two great, I mean, we heard from a lot of people, and I understand, especially people who are getting up there a little bit in age, who have been loyal Steeler fans, who want to be comfortable They want to be indoors. I get it. And they pay their good money and they have a right to their opinion. I don't share that opinion. And neither do some other people who actually buy tickets. I don't. But we had a caller. What was this person's name?
This was Eric.
This was unbelievable.
Here's caller Eric.
Next.
Here's Eric in Washington.
Joe, you tell Ann I'll take her season tickets. I don't want a dome. No dome. I'm with you. You know why? The having no dome makes those Steeler games signature. Signature.
Right.
With snow.
Yes.
And toughness and grit. And it's intimidating to all those other, blankety-blank teams from the South who
yes.
can't take the rain and the snow. Oh, my, what will we do? Tell Ann I'll take her tickets. I'm an old-timer, too. I want the snow. I want the elements. There's something special about doing that on Christmas Day or doing it on when they have the games on Christmas Day or even when it's like 3 inches of snow on the ground or 5 inches. That's what makes a Steeler game special, Joe.
Oh, man, was that great. Wasn't it, Limits?
That was awesome.
Do you have Cabali's passionate defense of domes?
Yes.
Let's hear that.
Who in the world would say they want to move to a dome stadium as a fan in Pittsburgh?
Apparently a lot of people. We just had a bunch of calls. I'm with you. I hate it, but some people like it. Apparently a lot of people.
Turn in your terrible towel if you're on that side of the fence.
Wow.
Turn in your towels.
How about that?
But nothing, and I mean nothing, took the cake. Then when caller Ann said,
"You idiot,"
to Joe. Joe, how do you respond to this?
"You idiot."
I thought that caller, somebody was putting me on.
No,
as caller
real person.
Ann. What was the conversation before that, though? That's what happened. Do you remember?
Well, you were claiming that caller Ann was a fake person. A texter thought it was maybe Johnny the Barber trying to prank us.
Yes.
Because Ann said that she wants a dome because she's old and she wants somebody to buy her tickets.
Right, which I respected that she wanted a dome.
Yes.
I didn't really want to sell her tickets on the air. I don't think that's legal, first of all. And then it wound up with that comment from her to me.
Yes, caller Ann.
"You idiot."
That is great. Well, I guess I am an idiot because now Jerry Dulac has piled on. Let me tell you, there was his weekly chat, which is must read at postgazette.com. Artie Bridge says this: "Jerry, your colleague Joe Starkey is able to use humor and sarcasm in a way that laughs with his readers," in all caps, "not at them. Could you learn from him?"
This isn't going to be good.
Now you can hear Jerry boiling at his keyboard. "Let me know when he's at the comedy club and I'll go study his approach."
Wow! Jerry!
That's a shot!
That is a shot. That's a bigger shot than Deontay Johnson for Mike Tomlin, though. How about that?
That hurts. I've been wounded here.
The comedy club. It's like, Joe, when you were up on stage at PetFest singing for everyone.
Wow. I didn't expect that. I guess Artie Bridge, he may have set off Jerry with that, I think.
Did Dr. Kornfeder ask a question this week, or Harry Callis impersonating Harry Callis?
Lennox Muller did.
Oh, Lennox Muller.
Isn't that Mulsey's son's
name?
That's
his son, Lennox.
Yeah. Lennox Muller. "Jerry, do you think Tomlin purposely threw some shade at Deontay, or do you think it was taken out of context?" He says probably Jerry does. I don't know probably to what, but I think probably to that he threw him some shade. Andrew Pony gets in. "Jerry, why do you think the Steelers have had a lot of success versus Lamar? They've played him very well when they faced him."
Very specific there, Jerry.
He Hate Me has a question.
He Hate Me.
Here.
Remember that? The name on the back of what was that? The USFL jersey or the XFL jersey years ago?
Jerry says there's nothing wrong with Minka and that he's not overrated. Andrew Pony has four questions in today. Nine straight threes asks a question today.
Wow.
"Jerry, any takeaways from the bevy of recent moves by Steelers relating to the practice squad?" He says none. City Limits is in here.
Yes. I asked a question this week in the Jerry Dulac mailbag.
This is unbelievable. Hold on, I'll read.
What? So, Joe, what did I ask?
Someone has taken over.
We know exactly who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, we know exactly
who it is. Is it Pony or Donnie?
It was not Donnie.
Oh, is Pony infiltrating here?
That's probably my guess.
As Lennox Muller and also as City Limits. First of all, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. City Limits. Jerry, which is more likely, Steelers win division or Steelers stumble and have to win last game versus Cincy to get in? He says maybe something in between. He's a little light on the answers, I have to say, today, Limits.
It's not good enough to my question.
City Limits. Mike Tomlin had saved a Justin Fields package for the AFC North game. Sound right? Jerry says maybe we'll see. We're not getting a lot from Jerry this week, are we?
Jerry seems pretty upset. This is like bye week, Jerry.
Is he on to that something is happening here?
Did he give better answers to other questions that were not
longer
Andrew,
ones? Yeah.
Andrew Pony or.
Is Oliver Putnam a real person? I guess. He weighed in. Trying to think if... And He Hate Me comes back with another one. Jimbo... No. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Friar Tuck asks... Friar Tuck asks, I think Najee's way too slow hitting and finding the hole. We need a faster and more elusive option next year. Jerry said that's why Warren looks more effective at times. All right. Very interesting. I'll say that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High 58 with cloudy skies. I can't take this anymore, Limits. The drops are just too good. I mean, we have 25 seconds. Can I have Bob singing Rick Springfield if you have it? No. And lastly, Pony calling Bob as George in Washington would really make my... Do you think Bob caught on then?
I think Bob is caught on now.
Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.